I want to just before coming, before speaking, I want to say the first time I met Gopeshwara was on when he was with a group of all of you on Govardhan Parikrama, and I think it was at Uddhava's temple where Gopeshwara invited me to come and visit. So I did not have, I don't have so much time, unfortunately, so I politely said, like you say in India, I will try, which means I don't come. But then our Gopal Krishna Maharaj had requested me to come, and he is my older brother, and I feel great affection and respect for him. And then I did come for the Ratha Yatra, I believe, and oh, that was such a wonderful Ratha Yatra. Remember, Gopeshwar, there was, I think, a crane which offered 54 preparations to Lord Jagannath. Sadhu Hriday had organized. Remember that time? And I remember Gopeshwara didn't have a pair of shoes at that time. he was very enthusiastic, and yeah, he invited me again, and then I came to this. There was the temple, I think that was new. During Ratha Yatra, maybe the temple was in construction. Not even in construction. Just under construction. We got under construction. And then I came here, and obviously you must know, when I have such short visit, then I think, what can I say that is of meaning, that is important enough? So I hope I found something. But first let us sing. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Viha Aji. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana.
Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Anachaji Yamuna Tira Anachaji Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sing with me, everyone together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare,
Hare Hare
Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Gaura Prema Nandi. Prayeshu Abhatreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyutama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtike. Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagarpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurava
Swami, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sudeve, Pranami Hari Bhe. Param Shrima Padamboja.
It's not on the board. Just concentrate. You can chant it.
Sada asangati apekshaya nama sankirtana prayam vishuddham bhaktim achara param shrimat padam bhoja param shrimat padam bhoja sada sangati sada sangati apekshaya nama sankirtanam prayam vishuddham bhaktim achara.
Yes. Namo Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paskajare Sadarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasaino Akravinanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
verse which we have just now chanted comes from the Brihad Bhagavatam. It's 2.358. And in this verse, the best and most effective way to attain the Lord is given. And if you listen very carefully, there is a surprise in the verse. Simply practice pure devotional service mainly in the form of Nam Sankirtan with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. So here there is one known information and a new unknown information. The known information is to practice Nam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name. The new information is that we must do this with a certain hope in our heart. The hope is to gain the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. In the little ashram where I live with some devotees, we are just situated next to a lake. You know, in our ashram, we can go down the ashram, I mean the steps, and then on our own property, there's a lake, and we can go for swimming in the lake. And I also have a boat there, which was given to me by a very nice and very wealthy devotee. And sometimes when I have guests, I take them on a boat ride. And I let them try to row. And as they try, because they don't know, they go in circles. The boat turns in circles. You understand? It does not move forward. And I often say, you are like most of the Hare Krishna devotees. You run in circles, but you do not make progress. Ooh. Why? Because the unknown part of the sadhana is not practiced because it's unknown. You have to have a hope, an inner orientation of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. In other words, you have to feel or think as you do kirtan. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I want to reach you, I want to please you, I wish to be close to you. And then your chanting is not going in circles, but it moves forward. I then tell my guests, please, you now fix a goal where you want to go with the boat, and then as you row, you just make sure that you are on the good course, good direction, you have not deviated from the path, and then you will stop going in circles, but you will reach your goal. Huh? So, in the same way, devotees need to have what is called in Sanskrit prayojana bodh, and an awareness of the goal of their spiritual practice. This is very important. There is a dictum, a saying, siddhasya lakshanam yatsyat sadhanam sadakasyatat. Once sadhana and one's life should be connected with the goal. This is what proper spiritual practice is. The Brahmavadis want to reach Brahman, and they practice their mantras and reach Brahman. The devotees of Ram want to join him in the eternal Ayodhya, and the Hare Krishna devotees space out. Or they are not aware of their goal. Oh, I'm sorry. They think, let me just do, but this will not reach the goal. There was once a king. His name is Jayamala. This king worshipped every day the deities. He had a rule that no one should disturb him before he had finished the deity worship. So he worshipped the deity from 6 to 10 o'clock. This was 4 hours. Now it once happened that the neighbor king attacked the kingdom, and Jayamala, minister, came and said, King, you need to lead the armies to defend your kingdom. The king said, I have not finished my puja. I have to finish my puja. He had this rule, and so on. The minister said, this is an exceptional case, you know, we are losing our lives. This king is merciless. And Jayamala said, don't disturb. So then the minister went to his mother, the king, the queen, and said, can you please convince your son to drop his mechanical puja and lead the army to victory? So the queen came in the room and said, my dear son, I know you like that you always finish. You are a very disciplined person. At 10 o'clock, and it's now 9 o'clock. I know, but you now have to get up. And Krishna will understand. Please, my mother, don't disturb. Yes, said Jayamala. This is my rule and regulation. Then we will lose our kingdom, and your citizens will be slaves to the king. I have fixed my regulation. I cannot. So at this moment, when the Lord saw that his devotee wanted to continue his daily puja, he took compassion. He took the form of Jayamala. He put on his the armor, you understand, armor of Jayamala, and he ran to the horse stable, where there was a huge horse which only Jayamala could ride. Any other rider would be thrown off the back. He was a very wild horse. It was a war horse. So the Lord, in the form or in the disguise of Jayamala, jumped on the horse. He whipped the horse into action. The horse went and shot, went out of the fortress. And the Lord had two swords. And alone, without the local army, he went to the army and he just was fighting very, very effectively, and finally he came to the king and he just felled him to the ground and the king fell to the ground and looked at Jayamala. I mean, he thought it's Jayamala and the horse, and blissfully explained, Jai Sri Krishna. Then the horse came back. It was all white with foam and sweat. It was given back. Jayamala jumped from the horseback. The battle was slain and disappeared. You know, he's who? Krishna. Yeah, it's not Jayamala. Like a flame, when the flame is extinguished, the flame is gone. Where is it? Is it Gopeshwara, the flame? No, it has disappeared. So in the same way Krishna disappeared, he's in the heart of the devotees. Yeah? So at this moment, the real Jayamala, who was in the temple palace, said, 10 o'clock, I'm ready. He ran out of the temple and ran to his war horse. In between, he dressed in armor. But when he came to the war horse, he saw the war horse was all white with sweat. And the people said, "Oh, my dear king, what do you want? I want to fight the battle with my army. Give orders. They should all come at the eastern gate. We will jump out of the eastern gate." Ade, you have just fought the battle alone. I did puja. No. You, dementia? You were alone, you were fighting, and you were winning alone the battle, and see your horse? It has run very hard. So Jayamala went out of the forest, fortress, you understand fortress? And inspected the battlegrounds. Yes, the enemy soldiers were all on the ground. And he came to his main enemy, the king. He was lying there and he was blissfully smiling. He had a wound, but he was blissfully saying, "Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai." He was in ecstasy. Had he seen Krishna? Had he had the darshan of Krishna? Jayamala went back into the fortress. And all of a sudden, he remembered a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. "Those who are focused on me, ananyas chintayantumam ye jana payupasate. Tesham nidya biyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyam." Yes, it is in the 9th chapter of the Gita. I believe it's 20 or 22. What is it? 20 or 22. You will find it. He remembered that Krishna had said, "For those who are surrendered unto me, who serve me, I maintain what they have and I supply what they need." So in this case, the kingdom needed to be maintained and victory needed to be supplied. Jayamala remembered the shloka and he thought, "The Lord whom I worshipped, he himself went with my war horse and did the entire battle." But also, Jayamala became very distressed. He went into the temple and he said, "You have shown yourself to my enemy, who is lying on the battlefield saying, 'Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna.' But you have never shown yourself to me. Never, once. Not ik. Not one time. I cannot live with this sadness." And he took his dagger, you know, knife, very sharp. He said, I want to kill myself." And he went like, "Oops." As he raised his head to put the dagger in his heart, he saw a bluish hand holding his hand, you know, like from the back, like this, but bluish, you know. Oh! And he saw the hand. And when he turned around, the Lord was gone. He only saw the head. But if you see the hand or the feet or the shoulder or the elbow, anything of Krishna is so sweet, madhur, so wonderful effect on the heart. He just fainted. When he, the next morning, he again wanted to do the puja, and he wanted to first take the dress down of the Lord, but he saw one kundala was missing. He looked everywhere. Where's the kundala? Kundala, you understand, earring. Where? There's the earring, not to be found. Then he got an idea. He went to the battlefield, and sure enough, on the battlefield, this one earring was found, because the Lord was fighting so much that one kundala had dropped. In this place, you can still see, there is a shrine. Shrine means like a little building where the kundala of the Lord was falling when he did yoga kshemam vahamyaham. No? But it's interesting to see, yes, he served the Lord daily, 6 to 10, but the darshan was given to his enemy, not to him. And there are various explanations why this is so. Only in the end he saw the hand. That hand is very good. The reason is he has done his service mechanically. Just out of duty, he was a kshatriya, he wanted to show, I'm very disciplined. But there was something missing. My dear devotees, in devotional service, it's not enough to only do cheshta rupa bhakti, that is, to only do bhakti with the body, but you have to do bhakti with devotional feelings. Therefore, this is not called service, but how do we call bhakti? Devotional service. Not just doing, but it must be done with devotion. Or here, as it is explained in this verse, simply practice pure devotional service, mainly in the form of Nam Sankirtan, with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. Yes, 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 yes. My dear devotees, this doing your devotional service not mechanically, but with some devotional feeling and hope is very important. There was once one sadhu. He was performing his nam, his japa in the night. The night was fresh and cool. So he was sitting before his kutia in the forest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then he heard some sound in the forest. And he understood someone or some animal or something was coming to him. the sound came closer, breaking wood, breaking twigs. And all of a sudden, a lady came running out of the forest. She came at the sadhu and knocked him over. Japamala was flying on the ground, and she didn't even notice. She ran and then disappeared in the forest. Sadhu, what was that? That's a sadhu. Then after 3 hours, the lady came back. And this time, she saw the sadhu. Oh, Sadhu Maharaj. And paid her obeisances and asked for blessings. And sadhu said, I don't understand what's going on in your mind. First, you came and you knocked me over. You were in such a hurry and you seemed to not even notice. And then you come back and say, please accept my humble obeisances. What is going on? I'm not aware that I came and knocked you over. Well, said the sadhu, what were you aware? What were you thinking? Oh, I had an appointment with my lover in one little hut by the river, and I was thinking of my lover. I was running to the rendezvous, to the romantic meeting, and then now I'm now hogya, it's done. So now I'm returning back, and I see you, and I pay my obeisances. On that day, the sadhu learned a lot about chanting. He had noted the lady even from 100 meters in the distance. He had heard the sound of the twigs cracking, coming closer. He had become disturbed and so on. But the lady had her mind fixed on meeting a beloved person, and therefore she did not become distracted. Her feelings were so absorbed. Do you understand? He had done things without feeling, mechanically, and the lady had done something with feelings. I'm not saying we should become like the lady. I'm saying that it's very important that as we perform our devotional service, there must be a devotional feeling which we do. That will empower everything so that it's not mechanical. When you do devotional practice that are mechanical, it's dry. No, Gopeshwara, dry. And you sometimes think, oh, I hope someone else can do this, you know. You must enrich your devotional life with transcendental hankering. Oh, my dear Lord, I want to please you. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, longing. Prabhupada once spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. He had no necessity, no need of anything in the world. But he was constantly crying. Why was he crying if he did not need anything? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying because he needed Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada uses the word Govinda. He had a Govinda necessity. No, we have this Govinda necessity, this hope of gaining the Lord was always with him. He would say, I will, let us chant this together. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaram patitam ma vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja Duli sadrisham vichintaya
Duli sadrisham vichintaya
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama fallen into this terrible ocean of birth and death. I see no hope for me unless you pick me up and fix me at your lotus feet. That is my hope. That is my desire. That is my program. So in our chanting, my dear devotees, if we want to avoid dryness, we have to learn to enrich our chanting with transcendental feelings of prayer, prayerful chanting. And Prabhupada once gave a morning class. He said, in this age, it's not possible to follow the all the Vedic regulations and the Vedic scriptures, not possible. But therefore, he said, there's one practice, chanting and, so it's chanting plus praying. And then he said, an example, my dear Lord, I'm trying, but I'm failing. I'm stumbling, I'm falling. Please save me. This is the prayer of the devotee. And when there is these devotional feelings, your chanting will become very sweet. And your devotional life here in Faridabad becomes very happy. Krishna makes this point also to Arjuna. He says in the Adi Purana, my dear Arjuna, I want to now tell you what is truly in my heart. Those who chant the holy name and who cry and weep while dancing before the deity, they will purchase me. My dear devotees, we may not be on the level where we have real tears, and it is not required. The idea has to be understood, that you chant in the way Mahaprabhu has taught us, with the longing, or as it is said here, with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. Otherwise, you might go in circles, like the person who has no goal when he rows the boat. No? So this is there. If you want to know the verse, some of you I see are liking to read, it's in the second part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, third chapter, verse 144. I will repeat. Brihad Bhagavatamrita 2:3, verse number 144. What do you think? Could you understand? All of you speak English? I just don't believe it. Yes, they do. Maybe because I'm not a native English speaker. Eigentlich spreche ich nur in Deutsch. It's a different language. The German version. Deutsch ist eine sehr präzise Sprache, aber die Grammatik ist wahnsinnig schwer. Understood?
No.
I felt when I spoke in English, you looked with the same expression. No, I'm joking. We are devotees, we are family members. So. My dear devotees, I have seen this with myself. I have increased the number of my rounds during the month of Kartik very much. But I have seen that unless there is devotional feeling, I don't think Krishna is pleased with me. So it's important for a devotee to engage their mind, and sometimes people say, but Maharaj, I can't force myself into some devotional emotion. And I always say, that's good, no one should force themselves. Then it's like crocodile tears, then it's really not the real thing. That's not bhakti, that's pretense, that's cheating, that's sahajiya and all the bad words which we know for this. But we speak here of a simple method which Mahaprabhu taught, that is to chant with the hope to attain the Lord, or the English word is longing. Now, Gopeshwara, what is the Hindi word for longing? Lolyam. Yes, Lolyam. Lolyam is Hindi or Sanskrit?
Sanskrit.
But everyone in India speaks Sanskrit? There must be a Hindi word for this. What?
Tivri Iksha,
yeah. Intense. Tivra. Gopeshwara is intense. Tivra. Iksha, wanting, no? Intense wanting, yes. And that is possible when we read regularly in the scriptures and understand this is the goal. And up to now, I don't think I have obtained the goal of my life. There are three reasons why devotees don't advance. One is pride. They become proud and may commit aparads even. The second reason is they're just so busy. Busy. And the third reason is complacency. What is complacency? complacency, familiarity. Yeah, it's a little bit complacent. This is enough, you know. Complacency. Yes. You have Google map? So let us find the Hindi word for complacency. Type in English complacent, C-O-M-P-L-A, complacency, no? Found it?
Uncritical satisfaction.
What is in Hindi? Yeah. An uncritical satisfaction with oneself. Uncritical. What is Hindi?
Apni unnati se ati santusht va nischint.
Yeah. Theek hai. This is my only Hindi word I know. Theek hai. And I know something else. Prashad lijiye. Bhagavad Gita lijiye. Bas. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, Tika, you could understand? Very good. Read please more in the book so that you know what is the beautiful goal of Krishna consciousness, and then you will be prayojana bodh, you will be mindful of the goal, and then your devotional life will always be imbued and inspired by the hope to attain Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna. I want to end my class here. I hope it was interesting and helpful for you. Krishna, Krishna. We will now end by singing just one little, two, three Hare Krishna mantras. See, C-sharp. Actually, one moment, we have to. I'm on B now. So let us all turn to the deities, please. Those who sit here might have to change. And as we are now chanting Nam Sankirtan, we are connecting with the beautiful deities, Radha Govinda, and we praying to them, please accept me, please engage me in your service. No, please accept me means pick me up, take me to you. You know, that hope should be there. And please sing, being mindful. I will start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Please, everybody sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare is the the lead voice, only one voice, and then like you know to chant Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. You know already 80%. If you just add a little this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your life will be sublime. Really, it will make a huge difference. Going is one thing, but going with a goal is something entirely different. Different result also is there. Good, my dear devotees, I'm now scandalously late. I read here 9:10 I have to end, or I'm hanged on the tree before the temple room. No, no. I can see in your expression you don't understand what I say. I'm testing you. You would laugh. ISKCON devotees always laugh when there is a joke. Next time we will have a very good translation. Stop and go. Good. So now, what should we do, Gopeshwara? I think it is a good conclusion. Or Gopeshwara has one question? You always have very good questions. Let Gopeshwara ask one question. Is yes, you have. You have.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for the very wonderful session. And you so mercifully inspired all of us to bring in the devotion factor in these services or chanting that we do. So much, just thinking at the sadhak level, is there a difference between chanting or serving with devotion and chanting or serving with intention to awaken devotion?
Very nice question. No, it is when you have the intention to awaken devotion, that is already a very, very good feeling which Krishna totally recognizes. I don't know who said, but it was a very common saying in the days when I was young. We heard when ultimately we should cry for Krishna, you know, Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, this little secret one should learn. And if one cannot cry, one should cry, then one cannot cry. And if that's not possible, one should cry. In other words, you have to start somewhere. And usually we start by paying attention to a point. We pay attention to it, or this is necessary. From attention, paying attention to a point, then the intention comes, I would like this very much. And from the intention, eventually, the attachment comes to something. In our devotional life, we need to pay attention to these type of points in the scripture. And then, by repeatedly paying attention, then the intention comes. I must say for myself, when I had practiced Krishna consciousness for 20 years, but I had not really changed my heart. I could see this. And I thought, is there something which I have overlooked, which I am missing? And I found out, to chant the holy name without offenses and for the pleasure of Krishna, trying to please him. I had overlooked this. I was very busy and so on, but I just... And then I paid more attention to this point, and I read our books, the Bhagavatam, very carefully, and then I developed the intention, let me try to chant better. And from there, many good gifts have come. So it all starts with attention, and then we can develop the intention. Or you can say, we can... Prabhupada said to us in Germany once, he said, it's not enough that you distribute the books. I've written the books for you. I want you to read them. They are for you and for distribution also. So when you read in our philosophy a little, or if you hear and listen carefully, you will develop a new perspective, and you will begin to put attention, more attention to these things. Krishna, 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 Krishna. My dear devotees, we are a little late, so I suggest we stop here. I know we could sing and dance for many more hours, no problem. But I want to thank you very much. I want to thank Gopeshwara Prabhu who invited me so kindly to come. And I want to thank Ajit Govinda who made the arrangement. He had to change the plan. It's only for 2 days where I'm here, but it's 2 full days, and Ajit has Govinda is like a CEO of a big company, has planned everything nicely. Thank you very much, Ajit Govinda. I wish you all the best, my dear devotees. May you chant the holy name, Nam Sankirtan, either with the intention or with to long for Krishna, or sometimes I think we all long for Krishna. Sometimes it comes, not often enough, but it does come. So, and may Krishna be merciful, and this is a wonderful place to do your service. I think you will all be now in the marathon spirit. Please, every one of you, see how can you be helpful to bring this knowledge to your countrymen. Our Gopal Krishna Maharaj has very much put emphasis on this. Yes, please do it. Please be kind to me. Please may your good wishes go with me. We go now tomorrow to London, and we don't like it. we spend such nice time in Vrindavan, and we feel sad naturally. But it's for seva, so I think when we are there and do the seva, Krishna might give some kripa, and then we are okay with it. Hare Krishna, all the best. Hare Krishna.